Welcome to Sunday Jazz, which is an infusion of Latin, gospel, and folk music. Now, many of it is instrumental, so sit back and relax to Sunday Coffee Jazz. Right now, this session is called The Night Shift. And I am Juna, coming to you here from Surrey in the UK. And hello, Monica, Susanna, in Tick Radio. Thank you very much. I think it's gracias. Thank you a great deal for joining me. It's much pleasure of you. Okay, now, as I said, this session is going to be called The Night Shift. And Monica, thank you so much. It's very nice of you joining me here. Okay, right now, the first session that we're going to do is going to be called, let me see, I've got my notes. No, it's going to be called Night Spirit by Dope Cats. So, Josie, how are you? I've got my co-host, Josie Baron, from the podcast, A Fool for Lenny.com. Josie, welcome.
Thank you very much, Gina. How are you this early morning over where you are in the UK?
I'm fine. Thank you a great deal for joining me. It's a great pleasure. And as I said, thank you as well, Monica. It's very nice for having both of you here. I know with you, Monica, I think it's about, what time is it with you? Around 4 or 5 o'clock. And Joseph, with you, I think it's about 7 o'clock. Is that right? Or 7:15?
It's a little after 7:15 according to my watch here. It's 7:20 in the evening, Saturday evening.
Okay then, right. Okay, now as I said, this session is called the late night shift. So Joseph, what do we have for number two, please?
Well, our next song is entitled "Shuffle" by Night Drift, and it's about a minute and a half long. Night Drift is a band from Paisley, Scotland. It was formed in 2018 by two musicians, Lindsay Clark and Andrew Quinn. They first met when Andrew played the drums on Lindsay's single for the album, marking Paisley's bid to become the UK City of Culture in 2021. I don't know much about the City of Culture, and I'm assuming it's like kind of a roaming city. Every year a new city is picked. Unfortunately, Paisley did not become the UK City of Culture. Unfortunately, it seems that the band has not produced anything after 2020. There was an article that interviewed Lindsay and Andrew and said that basically they were really having a rough time of it during the various COVID lockdowns. So they may have broken apart. Don't know. However, here is "Shuffle" by Night Drift.
Thank you so much, Joseph. And hello to, where is it now? Is it Boss? Boss Hissel, thank you so much for joining me. As Joseph said, the Night Shuffle by a band called Night Shift in Paisley in Scotland. Yes, Joseph, you know, sometimes in the UK, you know, sometimes in this world, I don't know whether it happens in America, but in Europe, they have what's called, they nominate a city that would like to become City of Culture. Do you have that in America where you are?
No, we don't. No.
Right, I see. And do I have another person here? Oh, hello, Tadpole. And hello, the Old Man's Podcast. The Old Man, thank you so much. It's been a long time hearing from both of you. And I see Joseph, Anna has entered, your wife. It's very nice of her coming here as well. Thank you so much. Okay, Joseph, who's next, please?
Our next song is from it's called The Late Night Call by Wokeret. And not much is known about Wokeret. We do know, however, that he is a music producer from the island of Cyprus, who does beats with exotic influences to give you that kind of travel feel to it. And this particular piece of music is about 3 minutes in length. So, Late Night Call by Wokeret.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. That was by Bokaret. Now, I know it was difficult for me to find some kind of information on them, and I know it's difficult for you as well.
Yes, it was very difficult. Mm-hmm. I think part of the issue with many of these, a number of these groups, not many, but a number of them, is that they kind of form together, create a couple of pieces, and then break apart, each person going their separate ways. And we kind of see that quite a bit in this, but it is what it is, and that's probably all part of the music industry.
That's right. Right, Tadpole. Yes, it is very upbeat tunes. Yes, thanks very much. Okay, Joseph, who do we have next, please?
Next, we have an artist we have heard here before on the show, and the artist is Theo Gerard, and the piece that you'll be playing is called Four Candle Lovers, and it's a little over 3 minutes in length. Now, Theo Gerard is a child prodigy. He's an Italian folk award-winning instrumentalist with a lifelong love of Manouche jazz, and for our listeners who may not know, Manouche jazz is a style of small group jazz originating from the Romani guitarist Jean Django Reinhardt in conjunction with the French swing violinist Stéphanie Grappelli, and they have a group called the Quintet du Hot Club de France. And so here is our piece from Theo Gerard entitled Four Candle Lovers.
Broadcasting to the UK, Europe, and the rest of the world, this is LMS Radio.
Okay, thank you so much, Joseph. Very nice of you. Who's next, please?
So next we have a new group, and their name is called Danger Lion X, and their song is called Gothic Castles. It's, again, another one of those pieces that's over 3 minutes in length. They describe themselves as a lo-fi beat and old-school hip-hop. The music is specifically created, or they create music specifically for content creators such as YouTubers, people who design games and are looking for royalty-free music. So we have Gotha Castles by Danger Lion X.
Okay, Joseph, can you just hang on, please? I'm just trying to find them right now. Yes.
Oh, no problem.
I found them right. Okay. Right. Thank you so much, Joseph. So, Joseph, what have you been up to since I last saw you?
So I've been working. I've been working, but also have released a series of podcast episodes for my Foolish Thoughts podcast called The Buyout 5 Years Later. And two of the episodes were published this past week, and the next two will be published this week. And they all focus on the buyout that I got from my company 5 years ago, and what decisions, what did I do to prepare for it, and were the decisions good ones, or were they bad ones, or were they just okay decisions? Last week, it focused on some financial aspects, as well as making sure that when you are given a buyout, to make sure that you kind of go into detail and look carefully at everything that you're offered. Make sure you read your HR manual and any other documents dealing with your buyout, because you never know what you're entitled to receive, and you want to make sure that you get it all if your company comes to you and gives you a buyout.
Right. Thank you so much. You know, I find that very interesting. It's also what you can you also explain about, you said something about, I did listen to your podcast, which was incredible, and you talked about the savings bond. Explain that, please.
Sure. So here in the States, we have something called a U.S. savings bond. The U.S. savings bond program came out in the 1930s, in the mid-1930s. And it was a way for individuals, as opposed to maybe very rich investors, very small investors, to loan money to the U.S. government, to the federal government, and in return, you would make interest over a number of period of years. The U.S. savings bonds mature after 20 years, meaning you loan the money. So, for example, a $25 savings bond, you would loan the U.S. government $18.75, and in 20 years, it would be matured, which would be $25. However, the money can continue to earn interest for up to 30 years. It was a great way for individuals to save money, and in small increments. And in fact, during the 50s and 60s, savings bonds were given out really quite a bit. Usually you saw them like at the birth of a child. So my grandfather might buy one for my father for me when I was born. That was a very, very popular thing. And it's still very popular today. Unfortunately, not on paper, anymore. It's all electronic. And they were tied during the war, during World War II, to the whole idea of war bonds. They were, that was part of the effort. And it's still a very popular way to save money for small-time individuals. And the really nice thing is you can only be taxed by the federal government. You cannot be taxed at the state or local level. So that's a great way to invest without getting hit too hard in taxes. So I know that's a long explanation, but it's a great way to save money and to earn some nice interest.
Thank you so much. Very nice of you. Monica Susanna, now you've got something coming on this Thursday. You've got a lady coming on. Now, I don't really know who is this, Nicola Gorbett. Can you explain who she is, please? At least just write it down so I can just promote it and say, come on to TikTok Radio. Who is actually Nicola Gorbett, please? Joseph, do you know who Nicola Gorbett is? We'll just wait for Monica.
I don't. Unfortunately, I do not.
Right then. Okay. So we'll just wait for Monica until she comes and talks to us and says what this is. Anyway, who's next, please?
Sure. Our next artist is an artist we've actually featured in the last two shows, and that is Sound Roll. And the song that you'll be playing is called Your Love Is What I Need. Now, who is Sound Roll? Well, Sound Roll is a veteran music producer of over 32 years. His real name is Benji. That's about all we've been able to find out about him. And he creates tracks. Again, a lot of his tracks are for shows, are for entertainment companies, a variety of different things. He's a family man, we know. He plays also in a local Yiddish metal band. So, Your Love Is What I Need by Sound Roll.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joseph. Now, Monica said she's unable to come, but she's given us a text, and this is what she says. Now, she says that Nicola Gilbert, known as the Nightingale with roots deeply embedded in classical opera and jazz. She will be on April the 10th at 4 p.m. She is an independent artist under Ascot Records with Boss Hizzle. Is that right? Am I correct? Yes. Oh, April 11th. Right, so we look forward to Nicola Gilbert. That would be quite nice. I see. Okay, then. All right, then, Joseph, who do we have next, please?
Well, next we have an artist from Boston, Massachusetts, which is located here on the east coast of the U.S. Goes by the name of Farewell. The song you'll be playing is Come and Go. Unfortunately, again, Farewell seems to have only put out a couple of pieces of music, about five pieces of music that I've been able to find, and it just kind of disappeared from the music scene. Don't know if he's, you know, has dropped out, decided to join another group, have no idea. But nevertheless, here you'll go and play Come and Go by Farewell.
Right, Joseph. I hope you all enjoyed that one. You're listening to me, Gina, here on Sunday Jazz here in Surrey in the UK. And I am with my co-host, Joseph Baron, from the podcast A Fool for Learning in Maryland in the USA. So continuing with our Sunday Jazz, Joseph, who's next, please?
So we have a new artist that we haven't featured before on the show. His name is Musical, M-U-S-I-K-A-L. He's from New York City, and he is quite the prolific producer of music. On YouTube, he has over 500 music videos. So he's quite the prolific person. Why don't you go out and play Hold On by Musical. Thank you.
Now, that was very nice. You know, you expected to have a man's voice, but instead you actually had a female voice, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Okay, Joseph, thank you so much. Thank you so many of you for, you know, as always, coming down here and listening to the Midnight Hour. Very thank you as well, Chuck, as well, for entering. It's very kind of you. And, you know, it's much pleasure having so many of you here. So let me just see now. I believe that we are coming to end now. But because so many of you have come on, so let me just say, Monica, are you ready to come on now, or you're not going to come on? Because it would have been nice for to have you just say something about Nicola Gilbert. So are you okay to come on now, or you're not ready? Let me see. Are you ready, Monica? Or you're not ready at all? Let me see. Are you ready, Monica? Okay, Monica, that's fine. Thank you. Okay, now, thanks very much, Monica. I know you're quite busy, but at least you've given us some information about Nicola Gilbert, in which we will be able to tune in. So, Joseph, we're coming up to the end of your show. And what's your motto, please?
My motto is, remember, learn, perform, succeed.
And what does it elaborate for all of the listeners?
Sure. So as some of your listeners know, I am in the training and learning business. I've been in that business now for over 35 years. And the idea here is that you learn your topic, you learn the subject, you learn what you need to do. And by learning it and learning it properly, and of course having good instructors, a good program, a good training program, that you are able to perform that particular task or tasks. And if you are able to perform that task or task, you are able to succeed. And that could be in anything. It could be learning a piece of computer software. It could be learning how to change the oil on your car. It could be anything that you need to do. If you learn what you need to learn and you've got a good way of learning it, good programs, good methods, you're able to perform that task. And when you perform it properly, you have succeeded.
Right. So, Joseph, where are you listed? Where can people find your podcast, please?
Thank you very much for asking. You can find me here on Podbean. You can find me on all of the major Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts is now shut down, unfortunately. You can find me on Deezer, Listen Notes, and a couple of others. It's called Foolish Thoughts by A Fool for Learning. That's me. You can even find me on YouTube and on Rumble. Rumble is another kind of a competitor to YouTube. You can find my podcast there. I just started putting them on Rumble probably about a month and a half ago. And you can find me there. My podcasts are short in length. They are generally under 5 minutes in length. So you can listen while you're, waiting for the next phone call, waiting for that business meeting. Maybe you have a short drive. You can listen to it there. And our topics focus mainly on training and learning, but also on general business and consulting and whatever other foolish thought comes to my mind.
Right, Joseph. What do you have for this week's podcast? What's your title for this week?
So as mentioned before, it's called The Buyout 5 years Later. And this week you're going to hear episode 3 and episode 4. Episode 3 will focus on some financial, if I remember properly. It'll be on some financial stuff. But episode 4, which will be broadcast on Thursday, which will be released Thursday morning, focuses on my decision to become a consultant after my buyout and what I did right and what I didn't do as well. Kind of an honest airing of where I think I should have done some things different. And you'll hear that all on Thursday morning. It gets released about 6 a.m. here Eastern Standard Time in the U.S.
Thank you, Joseph. Much appreciated. Thank you a great deal. So we're coming to an end now of Sunday Jazz. Thank you, all of you listeners. Let me just give a shout out now to some listeners, which I have not said. Someone called Saha, thank you a great deal. And who else is now? Chuck, thank you for joining the fan club. Much appreciated. So we are now available on Spotify TV. Joseph, did you have any idea that Spotify has a TV?
No, I didn't. I had no clue on that one.
Right. Are you on Spotify? Because I can't remember. Are you on Spotify?
My podcasts are on Spotify, yes. Yes.
Right. So I believe you will be on Spotify TV and Android TV. Right. Android TV and Apple CarPlay as well. So there you are. So anyway, my name is Gina, coming to you here from Surrey in the UK. Thank you to so many of you listeners. It's much appreciated. As you very well know, every Sunday we are here with Sunday Jazz, me here in Surrey, Joseph in Maryland, UK. Thank you so much. So we're coming to an end, and I do always have newsletter fortnightly, which comes out and it discusses and talks about all of the podcast on Podbean. And if you would like to be on the newsletter and featured, give me a comment, you know, send me an email and I will put you on newsletter. And so many of you who are here right now on the show, I have put you on the newsletter. So that's something for me in promoting you and trying to help. So as I will say, thank you so much from me here in the UK. And Joseph as well, thank you. It's always appreciated to have you here. So I will leave you now with number 10, Joseph, please. Who's number 10? Who's the last?
Our last piece of info, of course, Gina, thank you very much for having me as your kind of co-host. It's greatly appreciated. I'm very honored to be part of the show. Our last group is called Skyle, not to be confused with the K-pop group, the Korean pop group. This group is called Skyle, and the song is called Breakfast and Conversation.